T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
You know, how much fun is that when you're up in the booth to watch that kind of game unfold? Because it had its real ups and downs. Clearly, the beginning of the part of the game was a real up, and then that sobering inning where the Rockies came back, and then, bam, the Pirates go nuts.
Yeah, it was like a Kennywood game. we're on a roller coaster because it looked like a laugher. 8-0, Lyles was unbelievably good on the mound, and Polanco hit a ball that I don't know if it got in the river, but it still might be going. And so everything was good until 2 outs in the 6th inning. They score 6 runs, like 7 batters come up, and we can't get that final out. So it's 8-6, and it's looking very bad. And immediately, Josh Bell leads off with a home run. You got 6, but we're not going to stop. And then it just got crazy. The ball's flying out of the ballpark. It was Bell, and then it's Marte, and it's Reynolds. And games like that, when your team comes out on top, are just entertaining because everybody loves to see the home runs and all the action, you know. Pitching duels are great, but not everybody has an appreciation for them. But everybody loves these slugfests. You go toe-to-toe, and it's hard to go toe-to-toe with the Rockies. They're that good. But they did. Pirates went toe-to-toe and then some yesterday.
Steve, explain exactly, or if you know, what happens when you're rolling along with a pitcher who is just lights out. And we have seen this happen now with Jordan Miles. We saw it happen with Joe Musgrove, where they are just unhittable, and then all of a sudden – they can't get anybody out. What happens? What changes?
First of all, you know, there's a very thin line from being very, very good, even in an individual ball game, and not being very good. People don't realize how thin a line is. So he had one of those starts for the first 5 innings where he was throwing the ball exactly where he wanted to. Now, he's not a fireball. He doesn't throw it 100 miles an hour some guys do. So he's got to be spot on, perfect with control. And he was, for 5 innings, as good as you could possibly imagine, and quick, and putting the lid on at bats. And then he started missing with his location, and he wound up throwing pitches in the hitting zone. It's as simple as that. He was working the corners and doing exactly what he wanted to do, and all of a sudden he was throwing the ball in that hitting zone. And you can't get away with that against the Rockies. They're one of the best hitting teams in baseball. So it was about location. He was perfect with location, and then he was not. And it's to me, it's that simple.
I can only imagine how frustrating it is for the pitcher on the mound when that suddenly happens to you.
Unbelievable. And you think, okay, I missed on that pitch. So I've been good all day. I'll get back to it. And sometimes you can't retrieve it. You can't get back that immaculate control. And it seems so simple, but that's what it is. I mean, he was making pitches and throwing the right sequence of pitches. Everything was rolling along. Then we couldn't get that third out. And it was unbelievable. I've been there. I've been in those situations, and I've been there in the first inning. So I've been an opener at times, even though I wasn't planned to be the quote-unquote opener, which is a whole discussion. I don't like any part of it, but they're in a situation with everybody banged up. They're having to be creative, and I don't know what's going to happen tonight. But I'm very impressed that the Pirates have been able to keep things together with all these injuries.
Is there any way to put into words what is going on with Josh Bell?
Oh, my goodness. I haven't seen too many hot streaks like this. I mean, he's just on fire. And the great thing, John, is that it's not just home runs. He's keeping the batting average up, too. When he's not hitting the ball over the fence, he's stinging the ball to the gap. I mean, his first hit, the ball he pulled into right center field, it was hit so hard it had a hook to it. And he's on fire. And I wouldn't want to be pitching against him. He's so hot right now, I would have him start on the mound tonight. He's doing everything right.
Well, what's amazing is that they are still pitching to him.
That's an interesting thing. I see that going in a direction where they're going to have to work around him. I mean, remember Barry Bonds? I mean, Bonds was hitting so many home runs. I think they walked him once with the bases loaded in a ball game. And they're going to have to avoid him in situations. But it's so much fun to watch.
Yeah, and with the Dodgers coming in, the Dodgers are red hot. They're doing great. And let's not forget that despite all the injuries and despite everything they're going through and pitching by committee, the Pirates are sitting here today in third place. They're 3.5 games out of first, and they're still 3 games above 500.
It is, and I'm very impressed with that because this ball club, because of the health situation, the MASH unit, you called it last week, is incredible. And they've held serve, and they're succeeding. So, I mean, that says something about people are stepping up that, you hope you can count on them, and they're stepping up, and they're finding ways to patch this thing together. So I give Clinton Hurdle a lot of credit for just trying to find ways and people in given situations to come through, and they have. And you hope that they can keep doing it. But the main thing, they've done it, so they prove that they're capable of holding this thing together until people get back in a healthy role.
Steve Blass, a Pirate for Life, we appreciate your time this morning. Have a fun time at the ballpark this weekend.
Looking forward to it, John. Thanks so much.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with autopay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without autopay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.